Manny MUA.
And Larly.
Your favorite podcast, to be specific.
Very specific.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing, baby?
Okay, so listen up, guys.
Listen.
It's time for round two of your dirtiest secrets to be exposed.
So we did this about like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Almost 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And we did a video where we asked you guys like, yo, send us your secrets. Things that have happened in your life, things that you've done, they've never told anyone. And we will not, of course, expose who sent them. And it's anonymous.
Correct.
But we're going to see them.
We're just exposing the secrets.
And we're exposing the secrets. And we might have some advice or things to say about each secret.
We're going to commentate.
It's a commentary.
It's a commentary-tating.
It's a full coverage commentary. And I love that.
And that's just the truth.
And so we actually don't even have peaks and pits for today.
No.
Because we just did it for the last one.
But there's always a but.
But
we're going to be doing some major Disney trivia at the end of this episode. So, guys, be sure to hang out till the end to hear how stupid me and Manny are.
Honestly, I feel like the last time we did Disney trivia, though, I actually had a lot of fun.
It got real aggressive.
Yeah. But it's my favorite trivia we've ever done.
Yeah, definitely. I love anything Disney.
Pixar.
DreamWorks. Anything in that vibe, you know?
Same.
It's just good stuff. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. We literally, you know what we just watched the other day?
What?
With you, we watched it together.
Me?
Why? What'd you watch?
We just watched
the other day. Bad Guys.
Bad Guys.
It was adorable.
It was very, very cute.
Adorable.
Very, very cute.
But we like cartoon movies. Like,
we do.
Enjoy them. Animation, if you will.
Animation.
It's a good genre.
Absolutely.
I also love the Disney adults.
Thank you. Okay, guys, listen up. Cow pants. I get a lot of questions where stuff is from, so I'll address
okay.
it.
Okay, yes.
I bought these from Kardashian Closet, where the Kardashians sell their used clothing, but I bought these for like a YouTube video to unbox, and these were Kindles.
How much were they?
I can't remember, because this is an older video.
So the Kardashian Closet stuff, are they expensive?
Yeah, very expensive.
No.
Yeah, like
thousands, hundreds of
dollars. Honey, thousands. These shoes are Kim's, actually.
So when you get them, are they, like, they're thousands of dollars per item, or like you
per
accumulation?
Item. Like, whenever I did the Kylie Jenner handbag one on my channel, where I was like unboxing Kylie Jenner's used handbags,
yeah.
And I bought like a few of her different handbags, I spent like over $3,000
on the bags.
Yeah. I gave some to my audience.
But they're
too.
Cute though, right?
Yeah, that's why she's selling them. No, some are really cute.
Some are great, some are hit.
Exactly. It's just like, you know. You may get a pair of cow pants, which I picked the stuff, obviously.
But I like the cow pants.
This is my first time wearing them, and that makes me very sad, but I just, like, haven't had the right time.
I feel you. I actually have, like, a cow print top, like a button-up that I've never worn because I've just been, like, I haven't
it's
had
like,
the time.
You have to find the right time, and these are, like, velvety.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also 9,000 degrees. So, like, this is
literally.
A great time when we're sitting inside an AC and I can wear them. I might wear them more. I feel like I could wear them with a hoodie and make them cute.
Okay, but also, like, those would be cute to, like, even go out with to a dinner.
Yeah, like a dinner. I go to a very serious business meeting in cow print.
In cow print, yeah. You're like, it's me. It's my vibe. It's my style.
Okay.
I love it. I think they're fantastic and you look so cute.
Okay, well, Manny had, thank you.
I have the screenshot.
Manny's got the screenshots on his phone. And to be honest, he loves to wow me with some of these.
I do.
I love it. I love the surprise.
I like to surprise you sometimes with some of them. So I'll just screenshot them and just save them in my phone.
And then he's going to be reading them off.
And I'll give you the doozies.
Oh, I know he picked some doozies. I think he's picked over 20.
I picked literally 20 of them.
Okay, there you go. We have
literally
20 dirty 20 secrets. Of them.
I feel like let's start off with a fucking doozy ass banger.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to start strong. Off light.
No, I want to start super, super strong.
I'm down.
And then kind of teeter and kind of ebbs and flows throughout the secrets.
All right.
Some are a little bit lighter, some are deeper.
So you're going to keep it interesting.
I'm going to keep it like y'all need to pay attention each single secret.
Got it.
Sometimes in my mind, by the way, I think that I have nails and I'm clicking them like this. You know what I'm talking about? Like the TikToks are like doing this.
I would like to do a podcast episode where you have like 5-inch nails on. I don't really see the issue with that.
I don't see the reason for that. Okay, you ready for our first doozy?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is our first doozy.
The way you're looking.
This one shook me. I'm not going to lie. Like this is one of my.
Out
this
of
one
the
my...
camera about to be. I'm like this. All right, tell me.
Tell me. Have fun with. Imagine we film the episode just laying down the whole time.
Oh, honey, don't
that'd be
tip
like low key
me.
Comfy as
don't
hell.
Tip me.
Okay, I have a secret.
Okay.
When I found out my dad was cheating on my mom, I found the woman's home address, mailed her a dead rat. She died from a heart attack 2 days later. I also like to think of this instance as my witchy awakening, since I now practice witchcraft.
Manny, no ma'am.
That about took me out. Let me tell you that
no,
right
ma'am.
Now. That about took me right out.
Is that
out.
A crime?
I would like, you know what? Is that a crime?
Is that a crime?
Is that a crime?
Dude, that
okay,
got
so,
dark.
No, that's all I'm like, okay, we're going to start off with a doozy. So her dad was cheating on her mom, finds the woman's address, sends her a dead rat.
And essentially alludes that she gave the woman a heart attack.
2 days later.
And that
what's
she's
going
a
on?
Witch.
And she now practices witchcraft.
Okay.
So.
You know what? I think this is just a moral of the story. Dads don't cheat.
I think just no cheating, period.
Is that what this is?
No moms or dads cheating ever.
Or else dead rats.
Or else dead rats and dead people.
Oh.
I think that's truly.
I feel like that's the moral of this one.
That's more of a story. I really don't even have words for it. It just shocked me. It like literally like made me gasp where I was like, oh my gosh. So.
You know, sometimes I'm like, wow, my family's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I have family drama. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like.
And then you're hit with this.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe I don't.
Also, like, what a coincidence for her to send her a dead rat. 2 days later, she dies.
A dead. First of all, I would be
where'd
like.
Where'd you get a dead rat at, first of all?
First of all, where'd you get the dead rat?
Like at Petco?
We're going to talk about that.
That's smart.
A frozen rat?
Yeah, like, is that a frozen rat? Or did you go and kill it?
We don't know.
What if she hunted the rat herself, broke its neck with her teeth?
Oh, no. You're giving Dwight Schrute right now. You're giving Dwight
Schrute. I was giving a little Dwight. I don't even watch opera like that, and I know I was giving
you knew,
Dwight.
You knew.
I felt that one,
you
yeah.
You said I took it there.
What if she hunted it? And broke its little neck, and then she sent it to her.
Double homicide.
And then she climbed her wall backwards.
No. No, Manny, not the demon. No.
No, honestly, though, for real, like that's a really wild secret, I have to admit.
You guys.
That one took me out.
How are we supposed to.
I don't know how we go
how
anywhere after that.
Like, how are you going to read that as the first one?
I had to start you off with a doozy, and it's going to be ebbs and flows,
okay.
You know? There's, and then, so see, now we're going to go into a more chill one.
All right.
Going into a chiller atmosphere.
Give me a softball one.
I'm giving you a lob.
Can I just
oh my God,
say,
us playing softball the other day, or us hitting the batting cages?
That was hard.
You guys, my bruise is gone now.
Oh, that went away pretty quick.
I think it was like a strawberry, like the like where it's just on the surface.
Tyler took us to the batting cages, and I have a newfound respect for softball baseball players. You can't, like, what is
you guys,
wrong?
It's so hard to hit that ball.
We cannot get the bat to connect the ball.
I swung so hard to get this ball that I literally bruised myself from my Cartier.
And he missed.
And I missed every time. I hit once. No, I hit a couple times actually.
I only hit it once.
It was hard. Well, you, after the one, you're like, thank God.
Oh, I did quit after the one. You're like, I'm done. I was like, that's good.
But I literally swung the bat so hard, I scratched my arm like this, because they were combined, scratched it. So many times I had a bruise this big on my arm.
I'm ready. I kind of want to go back to the batting cages, because I feel like it's
time. Now that we've practiced.
It's time for me to give it another go.
I think I can take off my bracelet and I will be better.
I feel like Derek Jeter is, like, I'm a Derek Jeter.
What's a Derek Jeter?
I think he was a really good baseball player. Ty, was he a good baseball player? Please don't say it was football.
Yes, he was a good baseball player. The only reason Lauren knows that was because I was watching a documentary.
All right, the name has Jeter. Been rummaging through the
Baby
home.
Baby Jeeters.
Baby Jeets.
Baby Jeets. Baby Jeets. If you know, you know. Okay. Next one. A doozy, soft lob.
Okay.
Soft lob. I have a friend that watches lesbian porn. Does that make her secretly gay? So in a way, it's almost like a... advice asking, but also
I get where she's coming from.
100%. Because
she's like, obviously, it's a turn on for my friend.
Yes.
But I think you are what you want to be. Not what you want to be. You just are what you are. And yes. I don't think things like that necessarily make people gay. Or like,
I completely agree.
Or consider them gay. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. You know, when I was younger and I was figuring out, I would watch straight porn and that like turned me on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like it was an act. Like it was an act of like a sexual act in a way where I was like, oh, that's like a turn on because, you know, sexual act. But I think that, you know, I know a lot of straight people, straight women who watch lesbian porn because it's more romanticized for the woman. And I think that's a big part of it, where it's like more of like a, because, you know, I feel like a lot of times porn is so catered to the man.
Yeah.
And it's about like, yeah, that man is like banging her vagina. Yeah. You know, it's very that energy. So when it's like lesbian porn, it's all about like the female and caring about the woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that could be an aspect of it where she enjoys that like connection, where it's more of like a passion connection rather than like a, we're just fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it has anything. Actually, I don't think it has anything to do with like the fact that she could be potentially lesbian. I think that's just more so like, well, she just enjoys that.
What she likes at that time.
It also doesn't mean that she wants to be with women.
Yeah.
Just because you see it and you're like, oh, I can enjoy that. Listen, I know so many gay men who watch straight porn.
Why? I'm curious.
I don't know because it doesn't turn me on.
Yeah, that's interesting. But
I know so many because they're just like, oh, it's hot.
I'm a little bit surprised.
No, and I trust me, whenever I hear, I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And like to them, it's just like, oh, yeah, I just like the like sexual act.
Okay.
I just like seeing sexualness.
Got it.
So I'm like, okay, but like in person, in real life, they would never be with the woman.
Got it.
But just like, oh, like just watching like, it. Just they... like, yeah, they just like to see it. Or maybe they just like the straight guy in the porn too. Yeah. It's like, oh, like this is like a hot guy into it, and they'll watch it because of him.
That makes sense.
So it could be alongside something like that, you know, but I don't think it could mean that she's like, oh, she's a lesbian. No, right. I think she just enjoys
what she enjoys.
And I think that's totally fine and totally okay.
100%.
See, I told you it was going to be a lob.
That was a lob.
See, you got scared. You were scared. That
was a lob. I was spooked.
After the witchcraft one, it about took me out.
I just, you know, I lost all goodwill.
Yeah. Goodwill and something towards men.
That's right.
I don't know the saying.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one. This is, I had sex with my gym instructor when I was 15 and he was 23 and I still dream about him.
That's not legal.
Nope.
That's absolutely not legal. And if you're still dreaming about him.
That's trauma. The dreaming of him still is low-key. It's trauma.
The thing is, and me and Manny have discussed this, as dreamy and hot as that may seem for a 15-year-old, at the end of the day, we get to question the 23-year-old.
He's a creep.
He's a fucking creep, man.
At the end of the day, if you're a 23-year-old
and you're
who's having sex knowledgeably with a 15-year-old, you're a fucking creep.
Yes.
And that's final.
And that's
completely inappropriate and obviously very illegal. So
yeah,
like I can understand being the kid being like, oh my God, it gives very like Pretty Little Liars fantasy.
Well, the kid's the kid.
Because the kid's the kid. Exactly. So they're just like, oh my God, like I'm living a fantasy. When I was younger, I had crushes on my teachers and my instructors. And because I always thought that was such a fantasy. But obviously there's just like this level you cannot cross.
Right.
As the adult.
Isn't that wild.
But when you're younger, you don't think about that. You're just saying, oh my God, this is gonna be so hot, so cool.
He's so cool.
He's so cool and he's so hot. I'm gonna totally get this attention. Cause I thought the exact same thing when I was younger.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Definitely not good.
But like so inappropriate.
So inappropriate, not good.
So I guess that it's a secret, but yeah. Like that is, he absolutely took advantage of you, especially being a 15-year-old.
That's a doozy.
And it's a fucking doozy. And you gotta, you know, process a lot of that history.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if you're still dreaming about him.
Oh, yeah.
We really gotta make sure we process that past and that trauma and really unearth.
Yeah. Unearth that
things,
one.
You know, unearth the things.
He's over here water power and earth in it.
I am earth bending and water bending. Okay, next one. Okay, so more of a lob.
We have another lob. Okay, all right.
I had a foursome. Laura's like, I thought it was a lob. I had a foursome with my boyfriend, his friend, and his friend's girlfriend while we were all drunk, and I completely blacked out.
To me, that's giving swingers.
It's giving upside down pineapple.
Very upside down pineapple. Mm-hmm. The vibes are swingers. I feel like that might be more so what that was.
So I feel like if it was consensual, like what's the big deal?
Yeah.
To me, like, and like that is like, it's wild because it's like,
I do
oh,
feel
shit.
Like swinging is a very great gateway to an ending a relationship.
Yeah. It could be a gateway drug.
The Mormon mom TikTok.
Wait, I don't know any of that
oh
stuff.
Oh my God.
I have no idea what that
tea
is.
They were swinging and then.
Is that what it was?
Yes. And then they were drinking heavily, swinging, and then, you know, falling out. A couple took it too far, the main girl, with another guy. I guess they weren't allowed to go all the way
in
the swinging.
It was like an open relationship vibe almost.
Yes, and she took it all the way, got drunk and took it all the way.
And they had vaginal penetration.
And now her and her husband are getting a divorce.
You're kidding.
Docking?
Yes.
Manny explained to me what was that on the podcast?
No.
Was that in real life?
We had dinner and we talked about it.
I didn't know. I've never heard the word docking.
You guys.
I don't know what docking is. And this was the first time in all my years of living I have heard of this.
It was the first, when I had it explained to me recently, it about took me out.
Took me out.
I did it.
Out.
So some people who want to stay virgins, some might say, you know, in Utah, they will. Okay, so this takes me out every time. They will, a man and a woman, he will insert his dick into the vag like this, and they'll just stay.
And not move.
Cause
and
that's,
be still. They'll and be dock, still. Like you're docking a boat.
A docking boat. It's just like you're still, you're there, but there's no movement, so it doesn't count as sex.
First of all, that counts as sex.
That counts. Oh, you what? Cannot fucking tell me
how
that doesn't count.
How can you say it doesn't count? And not only that, why is that invented? Why is that? That should not be a thing.
It took me about out.
Honey.
When I heard about docking, that this was a thing.
That just sounds like torturing
is it called,
yourself.
It's docking or soaking.
Ty has a word he would like to.
Tyler, I'm so scared. Tell us, Tyler.
So I was going to tell you, docking is not. It's called soaking. So
soaking.
So you're docking, right. Manny, is when two dudes go tip to tip and one guy goes, I guess, inside of the other person's foreskin.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so, got it. Yeah. So that's what I did.
I mean, maybe it's still the Mormons doing that. I don't know.
I was getting the soaking and the docking confused.
Yeah.
Wait, I feel like it makes more sense to call the other soaking and the other docking.
100%. Because then it's literally like the foreskin going over, like taking over another one.
Docking, it feels like the other one.
Soaking makes a lot more sense. So
who's
it's soaking.
Making up these terms? Who's in charge of the sexual terms?
I would like to know.
We need to have a word.
So that's what it is. How it's soaking.
Yep.
Where they're just like, they're just sitting inside each other.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
No.
Y'all.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, to me, that's penetrative. You're fucking. Yeah.
Have you ever soaked?
I can't say that I have. I have absolutely never soaked
have
in my
you
life.
Ever docked?
I've never docked either. I didn't know that was even a thing.
Me either. I didn't know that soaking or docking.
You can take over someone else's with your foreskin. Had no
you
idea.
Guys, this is getting real.
I think that's you have what to be uncircumcised is. For that.
Oh, right? You're right. One has to be circumcised and one uncircumcised.
Or you have to go into it not hard. Yeah. Mm. How else would you do it?
Yeah,
I would know.
I actually have a lot of questions about that.
I do.
We're going to have to research that one a little bit more.
We'll come back to that.
Well, we'll come back to that in a later episode once we have more information about the docking and the soaking situation. Because that about took me out.
Honey, I can't believe that was called Pluto over here.
I can't believe it's called soaking. I bet I knew that. And I don't know why docking came into my mind. As if I've never even heard that term.
Wow.
Soaking. They just soak in each other's goodness. No.
Oh my God.
Like to me, I'm sorry, but to me, I feel like that last
secret just majorly transpired.
It did.
It did.
We took it to different places.
It was a doozy.
Also,
Tyler said take a break, so we'll take
Okay.
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back. I had to join in on the conversation.
I feel like we just need you
Tyler
here.
Tyler loves the drama.
He loves the tea. He loves the drama. And we need another response.
So me and Manny just got back from attempting to dock. And it didn't go as planned.
That's not true.
It didn't go well. Okay, guys. So we have the next one, which is I used to use my toothbrush as a vibrator when I was 15. But I'm a Christian now and I don't do that. Is it because you're a Christian or an adult?
which one is it, mama?
Now I have a normal vibrator.
Because I'm a Christian.
Because I'm a Christian is normal.
She's not a Christian! She's not a Christian!
Okay, I feel like, you know, when you're 15, there's just a lot of feelings.
So do you feel like you were like not a Christian while doing these things?
Right. I didn't actually think about that.
I think you can still masturbate and be a Christian too.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think that's absolutely very much the case. But what's confusing is the toothbrush aspect of it. Is the toothbrush, are the bristles
which
inside?
Which end are the toothbrush
I don't know.
Were you using?
Was she using the toothbrush
afterwards?
Or before?
Huh.
There is actually some questions we would like answered.
We need follow up.
Regardless, it is a haunting experience.
Doozy woozy.
And I'm glad that you no longer do that.
Yeah.
Because you are now a Christian.
I feel like you need to find different tools anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I fucked my stepsister's husband before, during, and after the wedding.
Manny, no, you didn't.
This all one weekend?
I did.
Is this all one weekend?
Before, oh my gosh.
During the wedding? Were you at the honeymoon?
Maybe.
During the wedding?
What if during the wedding, they're like, oh, he's like, oh, I have to go change out my suit. But he didn't change out his suit. He changed out the condom.
Oh, I wish. I wish they got caught at the wedding.
Oh, me? If it says before, during, and after the wedding.
Yeah, what?
Girl.
Where are you doing that?
I would not be able to sleep at night.
Under the table?
That's wild.
Like, where is that going?
I mean, does other people know? Is it just you two?
Before? During.
It's the during part that gets me.
It's the during that really gets me.
See, that's the part that got me hung up. I mean, listen, all of them are bad.
They're all horrible. But the during is especially
cold, honey. It's cold,
deadly. But it's also like that. I mean, they're both at fault, 100%. But he's also the one getting married.
He's worse than her.
I was about to say he's worse off than she is.
He's
the one actually getting married.
But also it's the stepsister. It's not her biological sister.
Still fucked up.
Not me rationalizing it. It's the stepsister, not the actual.
You just windy with it.
How you doing? But it's the stepsister, not the regular sister.
No, the guys that let's start poking at the Tristan Thompsons of the world.
Because
instead of pointing fingers at the women involved.
Where would it be during? Everyone has a guess. What's your guess for during? Where would it be?
I'm assuming any changes, any bathroom breaks, any little pauses in between ceremonies.
I'm thinking kind of at the beginning when no one's really doing much and the bride and groom are not in there yet and they have their own private rooms. So probably before he walked down the aisle.
Honestly, that's actually what I'm thinking now too. Cause I'm only thinking that because people do oh, don't see the bride and groom before you guys get married, the whole bad luck thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What if that was the
Imagine
situation?
Imagine doing that and then going to get married. What kind of psychopath?
Yeah, but that's a psychopath. And the bride has to have some type
an
of inkling.
An inkling.
God. Come on.
Ma'am, you're going to get a dead rat sent to your house.
And you could have a heart attack.
That took you out.
She was like, and someone just sent me a dead rat.
And I'm sending this from the grave. Oh my gosh.
And it's been 24 hours.
It's been 24 hours. I only have 24 hours left.
Holy.
What in the final destination?
I just unzipped my pants on the whiteboard. I pressed it down and it just unzipped my pants.
Wow. That's really
Y'all
wild.
Wild.
That's actually wild. And you got to admit. Okay. I have one.
Okay.
I've accepted that I'm polyamorous and don't know how to tell my husband that I want to explore.
Polyamorous means you can use your right and left hand?
Ambidextrous, but that is close.
I'm like, girl, just tell him.
just tell him you're right-handed and left-handed. So you can ride with both. So she's saying I've accepted that I'm poly. So I'm assuming she means polyamorous or...
What does polyamorous mean by...
I'm trying to think if it's either poly.
I can Google.
Isn't polyamorous where you just have an open relationship?
I was thinking polyamorous was too, but she says I'm poly. So I'm like, maybe she means in a different way.
Polygamy? Isn't that where you have
multiple? Polyamory, which I feel is the more... Polygamy is that one. Polyamory, I think, is more of a sexual preference.
Polyamorous is the practice or desire for romantic relationships with more than one partner at the same time. So
threesomes. You're into threesomes.
Got it.
Well, I think it also, she wants to have multiple multiple romantic relationships at the same time, which includes more than sexual. Means she wants like
dating.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same thing as like
kind of being open.
Polygamy is when it's like actually a marriage though.
Correct. So correct.
I guess it's along the same lines.
So a part that's confusing me is she's saying, I've accepted that I'm poly. Where it's like, okay, so I thought poly was more of like an act of doing something. Yeah, whereas
like a type
being
of relationship.
Gay is like who you are.
Yeah.
But like having gay sex is an act. Like poly is like doing something. I think I'm slightly confused on that. But regardless, she's saying she doesn't know how to tell her husband.
Are you
that
saying
she wants
she's not born this way? Is that what you're saying?
That's, I mean, I don't know. Oh,
first
I don't know.
Of all, how dare you? Out of all the people
I'm
to say that.
Gay one. How dare you? As a straight het.
As
white
a,
man.
As a white cisgender.
As a white cis het man. Don't you dare come for me. But seriously, like, what would you do in that situation where it's like, I want to tell my husband, I want to explore. The thing, the hard part is that it's your husband.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. Like,
that
you're already almost like in that.
Devastation.
That could be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's almost like shit. But that, the, you know, that's the hard part of like a lot of times. Well, I know like this is obviously in the gay world, a lot of times men later on in life, because they've been so repressed for so long, will come out when they have children and a wife and they're like, I'm actually gay. And hadn't, like, I've been suppressing it for so long that there's been like a snap and like they're like, oh shit, like I am actually gay. So I wonder if it's something to do with that where she's like, I just been repressed or suppressed for so long.
And she's just like,
that she's just now realizing what she actually wants.
Huh. Interesting.
I think that you got to talk about it.
Honestly, yeah.
Don't you think? I think it, she's right for wanting to tell her
husband.
You got
to be prepared for to hear something that you don't want to hear.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like,
I just want to say, whenever it's the clip of both of us, you're not even in it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I forgot to zoom out on that.
Oh, one second, my guys. God. Zoom out.
I'm so dead. I just looked over like, and I was like, wait, it's just
invisible.
Me.
I just now realized, but I always will look at my own thing.
There he is.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Sorry about that. Anyways.
All right. Next secret, next I one. Suppose.
Yeah, but I think that she should definitely have a conversation.
Y'all, 100%. I'm reading their board down here and they literally have the word Cokehead written out. I love
that
the shorthand.
That was my last episode.
I love the shorthand we got going.
How dare you? How dare you clock us like that when that was part of our last
guys,
episode?
That's part of our Cliff Notes.
We do a Cliff Notes version of what we're going to talk about on the podcast. Equals coke. It says equals coke.
Equals coke.
Laura wrote the board, I will admit. Laura did the board today, and it says equals coke.
Y'all, that's how I've been taking notes.
I will admit, it says equals cocaine. Got it.
Y'all
okay,
know
cool.
I love
with arrows. Boxing pressure.
If y'all saw,
I didn't even realize that.
If y'all
I'm
saw
used to
our
it.
Whiteboard, y'all would cry.
It would take you out. It would fully take you out because there's about five words on it.
There's just words.
There's a couple
just
words.
Just words everywhere.
Woo! Okay, next one. Hooked up with a coworker in the Forever 21 fitting room.
Ooh.
So they worked at Forever 21 and they hooked up together in the fitting room.
Interesting.
I'm into it.
I actually think that's really
it
cool.
It feels like Forever 21 activity.
It feels like fast fashion. It's feeling like a quickie.
Can you imagine me
literally.
Like, yeah, I just want to try on these two shirts.
Can I try on this underwear real quick? What do you think? Do you like this underwear on me?
I just want to try this on. And you walk in and two employees are just banging.
And it's two, and it's a guy. So it's like two guys.
Oh, two guys?
Is it?
Two guys. Two guys. Wow. Well, I'm thinking, let's think physiologically here.
All right.
So you're in the middle of your shift.
Okay.
And you go into the fin room and y'all just bang out.
As a gay man, would that be easy to just
no,
do?
It's not.
See, that's what in my not head I'm thinking.
Some, maybe for some people.
Who brought the lube?
Who brought
someone
the lube?
Was prepared for this moment.
Who douched it out?
Who got the water bottle and shoved it up there?
I don't think you're douching
two,
before this.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think
I'm
you're just going
there's
in.
No doucherousies.
See, so, like, sometimes like
dirty beehole.
I have tons of friends that are like, you know, if, when I bought them, like I just will risk it. And I'm like, how?
How?
I would never risk
it. Is douching like cleaning out like
what's inside?
But like, so you're not gonna shit?
So there's like literally like, nothing.
Okay.
So like as if it was like going into like a clean space.
Gotcha.
So there's like nothing. So it's literally just like as
what
if there's
I got
nothing
something
there.
Brewing though?
This is why you douche.
But
or you don't.
After you douche,
if I've had Chipotle, I'm not fucking bottoming.
The burrito.
Because I know that about myself and I know that about my bowels.
Eat a full bag of hot Cheetos.
It's a wrap. That whole night, it's not happening.
Got it.
It's not till the next day where my body resets itself.
Got it.
Imagine you're in the fitting room at Forever 21 and.
And you smell taquita. Guys, that's another one of my secrets.
No.
That's another one of these secrets. Let me tell you that right now. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pull it up now. Just
hold on. Before we go to that, imagine getting paid to fuck.
I mean, OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, there is that.
But and porn stars, they get paid to have sex.
They get paid a lot more than Forever 21 status.
Yeah. Also, like, I just can't imagine, like, where it's so slow that you can just bang one out in the fitting room.
Right. I don't know. Like, a Tuesday morning.
Like, there's probably no one there. But isn't there, like, cameras around there?
Right.
Definitely.
I mean, not in the fitting room.
Not in the fitting rooms.
But wouldn't they see you, two people go into the fitting room, two employees go into the fitting room together?
But then they could be thinking, like, oh, they're just cleaning it together.
Oh, yeah.
So it actually does make a lot of sense, like, for it to kind of happen.
It's clever.
It's smart. Go
I
you.
I thought I was clever for taking a shit on the clock, but having sex on the clock?
A whole different level.
Next level.
I have shit on the clock as well.
Wait, haven't like we all?
Long shits on the clock.
He's talking about at our house while working.
I'm talking about before. I'm talking about before working.
In your bathroom.
In our bathroom.
Now those are extra long.
Yeah.
Those are extra.
This dude
extra
goes
long.
Through 3 hours of TikTok every time he takes
a yeah,
shower.
Right.
Or like the shit has hardened on your
literally.
Asshole because it's you've been there for
you
so long.
That's
you're
him.
What?
You gotta brush
that's
it
him.
Off.
The cobwebs up there. Okay, so this one is I accidentally shat on my partner while having anal in the bathtub.
In the bathtub?
So they were having probably like a shower sex.
Yeah.
And she accidentally shit on his dingling during anal. See, this is why I was talking about the douching. Because I don't, you guys, I have had an experience where I was the top and I went in full
you
force.
On your pee-pee.
And I got Duke-aholic.
On your pee-pee.
Yeah.
I
pulled it out like a fudgesicle.
Honey.
But my thing you guys, is, you have to know what you're getting into doing
I that.
I
thought
so
that he was
like,
clean, though.
Manny.
But there's always got to be that little risk in the back of your head.
No,
where it's like,
I would
this
freak out. No. I would freak out.
You guys, I don't think you understand. When I pulled out, I said, oh, my God. I literally
said out loud,
oh, my God. And the second
how
it came out, soft immediately. Because
no.
It smelled like literal shit.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't. Like, I physically can't. So he's like, oh, I brought a towel just in case. And I'm
what
like.
What do you mean?
Just in case you shit yourself?
Just in case you
I feel
fecal
like he
matter.
Needed you to clean him out.
You don't do that shit. You don't do. I'm not cleaning no one out. Like, that's a you thing. That's a you journey.
That's why he brought a towel, because he was like.
But, like, literally, this is the thing. Once, if it's, like, a massive, if it's, like, a fudge
like
pop
a
like it was. If it was a fudge pop, I pull out and it's a fudge pop.
The image that's in my mind like,
it's
right
haunting
now,
you, isn't it? It's haunting
it
you
is.
Too.
It is.
If I pull out it's a fudgesicle, I'm not doing it again. Like, I'm done.
You're
I'm
done.
Out. It's a wrap for me.
You're done.
Like, I literally am, like, so taken aback. I can't even physically get hard if I wanted to.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I literally was, like, so in shock. And it smelled like
but
literal
shit.
But
wait, he wanted
shit.
You to keep going, though?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. So then he's like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So he goes up to the bathroom. He was in the bathroom for, I would say, probably 45 minutes.
No.
And I was literally, and I needed to shower.
He was taking a mega dump.
And
yes.
You just sat there with
and I literally,
dick the
well,
whole
I had
time?
Like the towel and I toweled
oh,
myself off.
No,
but
no,
I was like,
no.
I would like to like wet it.
Okay, first
I
of
need
all.
Some soap and water.
We were on a boat. That's why. We were
really?
On a boat.
It just keeps getting worse.
We were on a boat and it was just us two. He had
was
like,
it
his, was his dad's
you?
Boat. Yeah, I think so. And he was in the bathroom. Like, there was literally nowhere else I could. I'm like, I'm literally sitting like.
Oh.
While there's like,
were you guys like
poopy,
out in the ocean?
Poopies on me.
You were out in the ocean?
No, we were docked.
Oh, you were docking?
Docked! No, we were,
full
but we were.
Circle.
Full circle.
Full circle.
No, we were literally like at the port thing and we were just like chilling. And I was like, oh, like this would be like hot, like whatever. And we were like talking. But yeah, when he came out, he was like, yeah, my stomach's upset. And I'm like, no shit. Literally, no shit. Yeah, oh shit. Yeah,
he's
oh
like,
shit. My tummy hurts. Oh, you could have told me that before I stuck my dick in you? Huh. That's funny. I would have loved for you to have told
hey,
me that later on.
Tell Nana and Greca not to watch
this is
this
not
episode.
An episode for them.
This is the X-rated
I'm
going to
tell them
no,
man. no secrets for y'all.
I'm just imagining you hearing noises coming from the bathroom.
It was a storm. It was a storm. You guys, it was a storm in there.
Farting
it really
noises
was.
Will never not be funny.
No, but it was farting.
Me.
Like, he was fully, like, going through it internally. And I'm like, I wish I would have known.
First of all, who wants to have anal while their stomach's tore up?
This is what I like, want to know. Wanna There's just... so many other things to do.
Yeah.
We could have done so many other things. Yeah. We didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So that was really.
I think
that was
right. He wanted you to clean him out.
He literally said, he's like, oh my God, thank God I've been backed up. I was clogged and I needed to be unclogged. Maybe that's what he was thinking.
This episode's taking me out.
I love that for you.
No, it was really bad for me.
It's taking me out.
And I'll actually literally never be the same after that.
Yeah, that one's deep.
Like, you almost went straight.
Every gay has a shit story.
Wow.
And I've come to realize that.
We should line all of our gay friends up and have them come in.
What's your shit story?
What's your shit story?
That's the podcast.
That's the episode.
I know in my mind, if you're like at least 30 and who's been sexually experienced, you have a gay, you have a shit story.
You have multiple.
I have a shit story. I won't be telling it. But
you
have
one.
Okay, Laura did not play with my butthole. That is what it's sounding like right now.
Tyler was pegged.
I did it. It's true. Actually, Ty's over here like,
get pegged.
So we're clear.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
All right.
But yeah, no, I've had multiple shit stories. It's really not fun.
That was a lot.
But that was probably the most traumatic one.
Wow.
That one took me out the most.
That one's big.
It went
mew. Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
That one's.
Okay, guys, I gave a guy a blowjob and vomited all over his dick.
Oh, God. Wow. She had to be drinking.
This is very similar to the last one.
It is. It's literally almost like it just trailed there. It's literally what was next.
It's the same girl. It was a girl.
Oh, yeah. But this one, the hooked up in the room was a guy. The girl one was the anal in the bathtub, in the tub.
Oh, it was a girl. Same girl.
Different girl.
I'm like, you're poor
and
man.
Then I have... And this is another one that just vomited all over him. You know, this is also it comes with the territory of like, if you don't feel like bodily prepared for things,
let's not do
it. Maybe we just shouldn't do it.
Maybe we just don't do it.
I think it's just best for us literally not to do that.
Yes.
Because no one wants any kind of mistakes.
Honey.
Yeah.
To happen. Because if that happened to me, like.
So like you vomited on his dick though? Like it wasn't like.
All over.
She
vomited all over. I'm sure all over the whole area.
Hang on one second. Go vomit. It was vomiting.
No, on top of it.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Like wow. I wouldn't know what to do. If that was me, and I'd be like, I'd probably start giggling just to make the
really?
Situation. But not in like that way. I would start giggling to be like, no, yeah. I love it. Do it again. No, it would be like to like offset the like weirdness. Cause you know, it's like probably going to be uncomfortable. So I'm like, okay, if I at least like laugh, maybe he'll like feel less like I'm like, hey, bitch.
I'd be like this. Get the fuck out of here.
So I would probably be like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
And giggle. I know me and I would probably giggle back. Because you know I'm an uncomfortable giggler.
You are.
And I absolutely would do that. Okay. We're taking it in a different direction.
Okay.
What do we got?
I know my boyfriend is going to propose to me in a few weeks, but I'm not ready for it.
Okay.
How does she know?
I see a lot of these scenarios in like movies and like reality TV, TikTok, people getting proposed to.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is I would say yes in the moment. And then whenever they're alone, I'd be like, oh, by the way, I'm just like, it's actually a no.
You mean if they do it publicly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why the only reason you said yes to me?
I specifically said,
was it in public? To me.
Yes. I specifically said,
wait, I don't know
can
this.
Can you do it in private?
Well, thank God I did it in public because she said yes. And maybe she would have said no.
Wait.
I think.
How did that happen?
If any proposal is any rocky, not that ours was rocky, it's just like, I think they should be private things. And you disagreed, apparently.
And apparently you did not agree with me. Where did it happen at?
So
was that a game?
It was on a cruise ship in the Bahamas. On a cruise ship
for the whole fucking cruise ship.
No, the whole
Laura
cruise ship was not there.
I looked up and there were cruise people involved. involved.
They're all dead.
Like, I don't everyone's like doing the same that dance. Kind of stuff.
She doesn't like that kind
I
of attention.
Like I don't addiction. Either. I don't like that
I'm
kind
so
of stuff.
I'm so romantic on the back of a cruise ship. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That is so. The cruise were, they were like this. Like
okay, I did. Yes. Let me hear. What would you do?
I
now?
Did. All right. So my idea was. So they were throwing rose petals above us. They were throwing rose petals down.
Oh, how cute!
And I hired a photographer, and the photographer was taking pictures while I proposed.
Okay,
so
I
we
love
have a
that.
Bunch of pictures, but the wind was blowing really hard, and
like it was like the nature was against you.
Yeah. Exactly. And I feel like I was kind of going through an ugly phase then too, because like I look at these pictures and I'm like, whoa.
Did you just call yourself ugly?
I do not like these pictures.
I don't
like,
either. Me and Tyler had ugly
pictures. You can burn these pictures and I'd be fine.
Maybe this is why I don't know, because I've never seen these photos before.
I didn't know.
Laura didn't have any makeup on.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was being proposed to.
At least it was a surprise.
A bodycon dress with flip flops, because I thought we were just like walking outside real quick. So I threw some shoes on.
I was so nervous. I was about to throw up.
You were shitting your pants.
Okay, well, how about you don't do it in front of a whole cruise and you don't have to be nervous?
You probably wanted a big gesture, though, because it's like such a romantic
thing. I don't like that. That's like the opposite of who I am. You should have known that. How would you do it now?
Yeah, I think that you should renew.
I would definitely do it privately.
You're like bigger.
I don't know how.
We need a hot air balloon with other hot air balloons all watching.
Right. Cameras taking me.
Instagram live.
Literally.
For the full fam.
No, I don't know how exactly I would do it, but it would definitely be private. I would have to think about
more of like
I'd probably do another destination, but maybe not the back of a cruise ship.
I love at home stuff.
You want me to do it at the house? All right. I'll hook the ring to Yoshi's tail and have her waddle over to you.
You would scream at that. That would get me very excited. Like,
you know that would take her out.
A new cat. I will get you a new cat.
With a ring around its tail.
Am I about to get a new cat? No.
Definitely not.
No more.
Okay. I like small gestures.
Small gestures, yes.
I like small gestures.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just now realized that.
No. You did great.
For like years.
You did great.
Thanks.
Was happy to marry you. But okay. Obviously.
That's good to know, I guess.
Yeah. It's good now. Great. Looking
it was
back.
Very sweet.
Kisses. I
right,
love
so,
it.
Wait.
Part of me wishes you guys your new vows so I can be your maid of honor.
I would love that. Now you'd be the flower girl.
Yeah. I'd be all of it. I'd be this man. I'd be flower girl.
And then he's the priest.
I'm married.
He's like,
I'm every
thing.
Fucking role. Yep. Okay. But I love that. But,
all right. So we trailed off.
What was
her
the
man's
thing again?
About to propose and she's not ready for it, I think.
Yes.
I think you could either just be like, hey, no, you're going to propose soon. Let's go ahead and.
So let's,
what is,
like, let's give you, two scenarios. What
do
if,
you want
like,
to say no, though?
Is that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Is that what she's saying?
What if she's saying, I know my boyfriend is going to propose in a few weeks, but I'm not ready. So what if she's just not ready for marriage in general? Let's just say it, that not public one, just like a not ready for marriage situation.
I don't think she is. I think that's what she's saying.
I think
if she's not ready for a marriage, like, and she knows he's about to propose, she needs to say something.
Absolutely.
Beforehand. Because
it's going to be like, terrible for both of them.
Yeah, it's going to go bad.
It would be better if you guys had a conversation.
You should almost like part of me feels like because you know it, you can almost like sneaky link it in. Like kind of like a, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get married in a few years when it's like.
Oh my gosh.
You know, something like where it's almost like you're giving these clues and hints where it's like, or like kind of saying these like, oh my God, I could never imagine getting married now. Like I would never marry you right now.
Like, that's
so
that.
Crazy.
Like, if you asked me, I would definitely say no right
yeah.
now.
Like, yeah. Like imagine you asked me that. You're so crazy.
Not happening.
Like, but see, because then that way it's like the pressure's off him.
Yeah.
And it's off her in a way too because she, one, gets the truth out and two, it's not in that moment, which is
or
so intense.
If you like know a sibling that he's close to, a best friend that he's close to, have a conversation with them.
And have them like,
talk to him in a very indiscreet way of like,
I don't know if that would work, man. I don't know if that would work because then
wouldn't it be very like, he would know she knows.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I feel like that one would be a little bit harder. I actually like the route of that. I think that would be a little bit harder because then it's also
like
if you have
to devastate him.
That's what I'm shooting for is trying not to make him like devastated in the moment where you say no.
Yeah.
And also like not like you being tied down when you don't want to be. So it's like a kind of like, I think that if you drop little clues along the way, I think that could be probably the best bet. Perhaps.
Yikes.
I don't know. That's a rough one. I'm not going to lie. Okay. We have A lot. We have a lob. We have a lob. I'm a nurse. Sometimes I fart in my patient's room, so I can blame it on them.
I think I've seen
Honey,
this on
you're
TikTok.
Cold. You're cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she literally says, I'm a nurse sometimes, and sometimes I fart in my patient's room so I can blame it on them.
Honestly, so funny. I'm into it. I'm into it.
But what
it.
Are you like blaming on them? Like, oh my God, damn, you really ripped one. So, like, kind of joking
like,
around.
Are they elderly as well? Because like then it's
I'm sure
like
she didn't put.
No, that's what it was. I saw on TikTok. She worked at a old like a hospice.
Yeah.
Got it.
And like she said that she could just rip ass all day because no one knows who it is because everybody there is shitting themselves.
Hold on, I think everyone You're needs so to work right. on their diet of what they're eating because if we're having to rip ass all the time, and they're all stinky. I mean, something's upset.
You guys, my farts are bad if no, I do. I tell Aaron that.
If you have like high fiber in your diet,
that's
which is good
true,
for you.
Actually. Well, Aaron be sticking in the house farting. And every time it's fried chicken.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's where this is coming
There's
from.
Something about like girl farts too. They're way Ooh, worse than guys'
they
farts.
They are nasty.
No, mine are, you guys, mine nasty. Are so bad. What I'll do, just because like, I think it's so funny that I'm driving in the car with my mom and like, and I'm feeling like, oh my God, I'm about to fucking shit my pants if I don't get this fart out. But because it's my mom, like, I don't care.
You'll sneak it out and
wait it's like
for
always
her.
A silent one where it's like deadly, where I was like, it'll happen. And then I'll be looking at her and I'm like talking to her. And then literally her eyes go like this. And her eyes shoot open. She's like, oh my God. And then
laughing.
She, I laugh.
I know
you guys,
you're laughing.
Like, I'm crying laughing.
Did she do this?
She rolls down the windows, all four. No, she does not. It's just like me doing that. She's like, oh my God, please warm me. She's like, her eyes are watering.
She gets
it's
you
so
back though, doesn't
me.
She? Didn't you have pink eye the other day? She's farting on your belly.
I imagine she was farting on my pillows, just like not even telling me. She shares a secret. I fart on my son's pillows to give him pink
eye.
And I'm like, Mom, I'm scared. Like literally me. Oh my
Aaron
gosh.
Aaron loves to drop a nasty fart on me.
It's because you're reacting to
the
funny.
The way she does it is she goes, oh, I've just had an upset stomach today. I've just been tooting all over the house. And she'll be like, I let out a stink.
Because she knows it's about to stink.
I'm like, Aaron, can you tell me to run? Can you?
But she, because it's funny. Like when
she
you get, like when you fuck someone
fried
up.
Chicken, who doesn't?
Oh, I know.
And it upsets her tum-tum. And I'm like, we need to think about what we're eating.
Yeah, what we're consuming. You guys, honestly, like my farts would be bad and I've eaten like good. I don't get it.
I know.
I don't get it. And my guts just are gutting.
It's just the body talking to you.
Let's get back to anal.
Okay, back to anal.
Oh, we're back to anal again.
We're back. We have one more.
A lot of anal here.
It's been a week and my asshole still hurts from doing anal. Should I go to the doctor?
That's ER.
It's giving emergency room. I think that if it's been a week.
He said that's ER.
If it's
a
been
week?
7 days.
Girl, something's ruptured.
Any, that is a fissure.
If any hole, it's a fissure.
That's a mega fissure.
If any of your holes hurt
yeah.
after for 7 days later, you should go to the doctor.
Yeah.
100%. That's advice, more so. Do I need to go to the doctor? Yeah, I do.
It's giving
think so.
ER.
Yeah.
Emergency
urgent care even.
Room. Oh, yeah.
Urgent care potentially, because that's like a walk-in.
Oh, my God. I would hate to go to urgent care
hey, so my,
and say,
show me your
hey,
asshole.
Hey, I need you to look at my butthole.
You guys, you know what's the worst? When I take PrEP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 months, I have to get tested for it to do it.
The
I have
Q-tip.
To do,
up your butt?
On my butt.
But it's dry.
A dry.
How far do they go?
And the thing is, too, it's not even like it's like the Q-tips that like people use. That's like a nice Q-tip.
It's like
that's
a sweet. Doctor office.
That's good. The doctor office Q-tip is like
wooden.
There's barely any fluff on it.
Yeah, splinters.
It's the hardest Q-tip wood. I've ever seen.
Wooden.
And it's like, they're like, okay, make sure it goes up 2 inches and you swirl for 5 seconds each direction.
2 inches?
That's a lot.
That's like that.
Of a dry, of a like dry Q-tip.
No, that's 1 inch. That's one inch.
1 inch is like your thumb.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
That much up your booty hole, twirling for 5 twirls both directions.
That would
it's
hurt.
Starting a fire up there.
That would hurt. I know you got splinters.
No, it literally, I'm literally like.
Splinters.
Like, I'm literally like clenching, so I know.
Do they do it for you?
No, I was like, I can
well,
do it myself.
Oh, you do it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't, I remember when I was like, they did it first, the first time, they're like, this is how you do it. And they did it, and I was like, I want to do this myself.
Oh my God.
They're like, would you like to do it yourself or do you want us to do it every time? And I'm like, I can do this.
Do they watch you? do you make eye contact with them when you're
No, I'm literally like drop trow, turn around, and then boom.
Do they leave the room when you do it?
Oh, I do in the bathroom. Okay. I have the rooms like, just give me the, because now what they'll do, because they do it myself, they'll like, you know, they give you like the pee cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They give me the swabs with it. So I'm like, perfect. Let me just do it all myself. But it literally, the first time I did it, it was trauma.
Oh.
Because I was also scared. I'm like, well, what if there's a little boo-boo on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when the lady's doing it, I'm like, what if there's boo-boo?
I cannot believe.
I would die.
I need to get out of this story with you and the guy on the boat. But I'm the still boat. There.
You're still there.
I'm still there.
No, it literally was, it was trauma. I'm not gonna lie. It was literally trauma. Okay, this one I kind of love because it's kind of genius.
Okay.
My brother used to leave trash in my car all the time. So I saved it all up for the year and gave it to him for Christmas in a bag.
Yes. Genius. That's savage. So that's savage.
The best that's secret.
Savage. I feel like something I would do.
Yeah. I feel like that's
yeah. Yeah. I just feel like it's Virgo-y because one, Virgos like to be clean and organized and they don't forget anything. So it's kind of like you keeping up with what they've, you they're know, like, okay. done for like, such okay. a long time. Uh-huh. It's very Virgo.
Imagine
energy.
They're a Virgo.
Oh, that would be crazy.
I could honestly see that. Okay, so I have this one. My parents both have affairs.
Oh, no.
With different people, and they act like nothing's wrong. What can I do about it?
Oh, no. Jeez. Maybe that's, like, how they're, like, okay with their relationship, though.
Part of me thinks that, too. I'm like, but it sucks like when you have a child.
In an open relationship.
That knows that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It sucks as I feel like there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You're stuck in a
hard place. That really does suck.
You're just, like, literally, you're a rock in a hard place. Because it's, like, what, like, that's what your parents do, and, like, obviously, as their kid, like, you want them to be together and, like, be this family unit, be very, you know, boom. But if that's what works for them, then it, like, works for them. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very, very tough situation.
It is. It really is.
Especially, you know what I think about nowadays, too? Especially, like, when a lot of, like, you know, people nowadays that are so much more open and free with, like, their relationships, and it's not as, like, I guess, closed off as people once were. And, like, when they have kids, I'm like, so then, like, are you going to be, it's like that. I'm like, are you going to be open later on, and your kid's gonna meet like multiple of your partners? Like, how does that work?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's really tough. I feel like it's just a tough situation because it's like, obviously, the parents want to be happy, but you have your kid to look out for too.
Yeah.
Not I feel like if it's a situation like that, like, you almost have to be like, can you just not do that around me, or like bring this person around me?
100%.
Like, because it affects me mentally.
Yeah. And like, I'm sure maybe the parents don't even know that, that's happening. They're just like, oh, like la-di-da in their own fucking world. Exactly. Okay, we have, I'm 27 and just started dating a guy that's 41. And I don't know how to tell my mom.
I think that's okay.
So do I.
Because she's close to 30.
That's what I was thinking. Like, so that's why I put it in here. Because I was like, well, 27, like you're a grown adult.
You're a full ass.
You're 27 years old. Full
assery of an adult. Like, the full assery. Like, you're no longer even teetering in while they're young. Like, 27, no, you're 27.
You're in your late 20s.
So it's like, well, I get that. Like, he's a bit older. I don't think that's that big of a deal, in my opinion. But granted, her parents could be like, oh my God. But like, who cares? Like, that's your life.
And that's what I wanted too. I'm like, so she's 27. I'm like, are you Latina? Maybe, because you know, they be like, are, you know, Latina parents be acting
up,
wild.
Acting up.
But I feel like it's definitely one of those situations where it's like,
if it was the right 41-year-old and Aaron was like 27, I'd be cool with it. If he was like the right 41-year-old.
Yeah. Like, and like, if you had met, like, they were great. It's kind
of shocking to hear at first.
It's definitely shocking.
But then, like, once you get to know a person, like, if he's a good guy.
But he's amazing.
Like, if it's a good connect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've seen a lot of couples that have a big age gap and they have a great relationship. So.
Absolutely. I've dated multiple older men.
Yeah. So I think you're good. I mean, like, if you were 18 or just turned 20, I feel like that's where things
more
could
of a doozy.
Parents could worry a little more, but 27, I feel like you're good.
Okay, so I have
last this one.
It's
guys.
Like a little two-parter ish.
Okay.
In high school, this guy was bullying me, and I knew he was cheating on his girlfriend, so I made a fake Facebook account.
Yes.
And told the girlfriend that she publicly broke up with him, and he doesn't know it was me.
I'm obsessed.
I'm so happy you did that.
I am too.
Fucking idea.
I mean, granted, it's taking karma into your own hands, but it's like, damn, like, this guy's trash, and you're helping another person out along the way by letting them know.
And like, he's also like bullying you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even that. It's like, it's not even that she's just like a random bystander. Yeah. Like, he's literally like making her life harder.
So she's gonna make his life harder.
Exactly.
Great.
I would honestly, not that I would do that too, but I can understand.
Know. Me in high school, for sure.
Right. Because, yeah, totally different.
I would totally do it in high school. Absolutely.
Honestly, I would too.
Yeah.
If someone was bullying
me. If someone was bullying me, yeah. You're going to really get the horns.
You're getting it all.
You're getting it all.
I never was really bullied, though.
No, especially in high school. Like, it just was, like, a time where we were all a little older. So it's not, like, hee-hee-ha-ha anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we're all just having fun, hanging out, drinking, partying. Mm-hmm. Not really, like, picking on one another.
Right.
I don't know. High school boys will be high school boys, but it was never that deep that it was like bullying at any point for me.
I know. I just hate the idea of people like bullying other people.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Totally.
Like, hate it.
Bullies prey on the more docile people typically with a softer personality because it's easy bait. And that's what's so unfortunate. And I feel like maybe I didn't get bullied in high school because maybe I was the bullier.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Like maybe I bullied.
But you know, I don't feel like I was the weak. I don't want to call people weak just because I have a softer side. I don't think that makes them a weak.
But
person.
People can see them as weaker because
exactly,
of it.
Exactly. 100%.
Like I know what you're saying because people that tend to be a little more docile, a little more reserved, more introverted.
You can be not that you're introverted. You're definitely outspoken.
But I'm much more on the
a little more reserved. Yes. So I've seen people.
Pick on you.
I have seen people pick on you a little more. Mm-hmm. And me, I can be a little more to their face. Like, I'll call them out to their face.
Yeah.
Very open person. So I get skipped in that genre because I know
I'm going to
spitfire right back at them.
So, and sometimes I get to the point
I'm like, Manny, you need to say this next time. Yeah. And I literally be giving him one-liners.
It's true. And honestly, sometimes I will.
Yeah. Yeah,
when they try me, I will do it, and I'm like, you know what?
On the wrong side of the day.
Sometimes you catch me on the day when my fuse is a little short.
You catch them hands, honey. Uh-huh. You catch them helicopter hands.
Yeah, you do. You catch some Vogan hands. Exactly.
Am I doing it?
It's something. It is something.
It is.
But that's it for our secrets for right now.
But we got some Disney trivia coming up.
Let me go get the trivia.
Let's take a break.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. We're back.
We're back.
Don't be peeking, Laura.
And we okay. And we have 10 questions. Whoever loses has to post on IG story.
Oh.
Whoever loses gets a smiley face drawn on their face with this Expo marker.
No.
Okay, a mustache.
All right.
Mustache.
On the cheek. On the cheek.
Mustache on the cheek?
No. All right. What was mustache. It?
A smiley face on the cheek.
I want a smiley face on my cheek.
Okay, deal.
And then I'll do the same to you when you lose.
All right.
No, when I'd you lose, you're going to get a smiley face.
When you lose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to do fake tattoos, either a heart or a smiley face.
All right. I might do a little heart.
Nope. You're
little,
getting smiley
face. Little no. teardrop.
a blue teardrop.
All right. Number one. This is Disney, by the way, guys.
Disney
this is Disney trivia.
Trivia.
Some of them are easy. Some of them are hard.
You better put that over because Laura could see your
screen. Laura, don't be peeking.
I would not cheat.
All right, number one. Everyone knows that Cinderella lost a glass slipper as she left the ball at midnight. But did it fall off her right foot or her left foot?
How?
Are you fucking
You got a
50-50
shot here.
Yeah, you got 50.
All right, I'm right.
My marker doesn't work, actually.
Hang on.
Can I use this real quick? In the meantime until I grab you one? Yeah. I hope we put the same.
I do too. Okay.
And we're I hope we both get it wrong.
Thank you. Reveal. Right.
Right.
Left.
What the fuck?
Left.
For some reason, I thought like, I'm like, oh, it's like they're searching for her right shoe. Like,
dang.
All that thing. Wow. I can't believe that we got that wrong.
50-50 shot and you guys lost.
All right.
And
next.
We both got it wrong. That kind of makes me happy though that we both got it wrong.
All right. Question number two. You know the little human girl from Monsters, Inc. as Boo.
Boo.
But what is her more human name?
So we're doing hard trivia.
This one's
we're doing hard Disney trivia.
Hard. Y'all, this got is it. For the real Disney adults.
This one's hard.
Okay.
I don't know that they ever said it during the movie. Because
so how the fuck would we know it?
I'm just writing a name. One in a million.
Okay.
I said Maggie.
Booby.
It was Mary. That was close, Laura.
Oh, whoa, Laura. That was like weirdly
close. We'll give Laura
close.
Half a point there.
First of all, how... No, she doesn't get half a point. But how the fuck did... I... Would have never known that her name was Mary
no,
from
never.
The movie. Are you kidding? Or also maybe like there's like a in her room there could be a Mary like a Mary sign.
That's probably what it is.
Probably no? yeah.
I would never
one
know
of those
that.
Like subliminals.
All right, this one's a little easier. What does the evil queen in Snow White say to herself in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you just want to recite it, you can recite it rather than say.
All right, half of.
I'm writing it.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Oh. Do we get
so,
it right?
Yes, you guys both got it right. On here it says magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest?
Well, I'm
one
giving
of all.
Us each a point, which is the
yeah,
same
you guys
as
get a point.
It's
get
the
it.
Same as neither of us getting
that.
A point because
it's kept it's,
this is true.
Magic I think, yeah, I feel like I remember hearing that from the fairy tale book.
Yeah.
Not necessarily from the movie. I don't remember that from the movie.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Okay. Number three. Genie from Aladdin complained. Sorry, this is number four. Genie from Aladdin complained that being cooped up in a lava lamp gave him such a crick in the neck. Just how long was he in there? Ooh, this one's tough.
Okay.
I put 400 years.
1 million.
It was 10,000 years.
We're so off.
So we're shockingly off.
Both of us are shockingly
you guys are
off.
Both way off. All
I'm right. shocked at how hard the trivia is.
We each get a point.
We have 1 point.
This one's
each.
Easier. All right. Which movie does Prince Charming appear? Wow. The shookness on Manny's face.
I don't know if I have it right.
Wait.
Prince Charming.
Wait a fucking minute.
I don't know.
Wait a fucking minute. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put this. Shrek.
I didn't look at your... Oh, well, you said yours. I wasn't going to put Shrek, but okay. I'm erasing mine.
Is Shrek Disney? I don't think so. Shrek's Disney.
Well, there's Prince Charming isn't Shrek.
I put Cinderella.
It is Cinderella.
Oh!
I don't think...
You know what I wrote down?
He is in Shrek, but I don't think Shrek's Disney.
I wrote down Princess and the Frog, and then I erased it because I was like, that's not right, because I remember it's not him. That's like Prince Levine or whatever.
Prince Levine.
And then I was like, it's Cinderella.
But he was in
Shrek. But he's in Shrek, too.
He is in Shrek, too.
Or do I get the point?
No.
What do you mean, no?
You're getting a heart drawn on your
no,
cheek.
No, but I was no. right, too, because he's
you're
in Shrek.
You're incorrect. The thing says Cinderella.
But he's also
nope.
in Shrek.
All right,
nope.
You still have four more, so you can come back. Number six, what was the first animated movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars? Oh, man, he's writing quick.
I don't know it, but I'm writing.
I'm going to write one.
Me too.
Toy Story.
Pocahontas.
Nope, you're both wrong. Beauty and the Beast.
Far longer than forever. That's not. That's the song.
All right. This one's interesting. I didn't know this. Which Disney princess is the only one to be based on a real person?
I didn't know this. Rapunzel. I'm just kidding.
I don't even know this one either, but I'm just making a very, real guess. 1, 2, 3. Mulan.
Snow White.
Pocahontas.
Oh, duh.
I just wrote that for my last one.
We knew it.
I feel like I knew that too. Fucking John Smith.
John Smith. There's three more.
Okay.
Fuck.
Which princess is technically the youngest in her film?
In the film.
Yeah.
Technically the youngest in her film.
Do you guys want me to tell you how young she was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was 14.
Not you erasing.
Because he's like, oh, 14. I'm like, okay, gotcha.
I really still don't know, but I'm just going to guess that it was Ariel.
Rapunzel.
It was Snow White.
Dang!
She's 14.
She's 14.
I feel like that.
You know who I was actually going to put? I was going to put Vanellope Von Sweets.
Who?
Vanellope. From Wreck-It Ralph, Vanellope.
Oh.
She's like a little girl, but I think that she's like
she a Disney
little
she's
princess.
She's not a Disney
No, because there were Disney princesses were in the movie. And I'm like, oh, are you a Disney princess?
Gotcha.
Oh.
All right, Manny, you got two more. So you got to win both of these to win.
Or tie.
Or tie. If
you got to win one to tie.
You have to win one.
You got to win both to win.
If Laura just gets one right, she wins.
True.
How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand? Not total. Each hand.
Four.
Yeah.
Dang, that doesn't
Wow.
help.
Wow. All right, Laura can't lose.
Laura can't lose. And I can potentially tie.
All right.
Are we ready for this, guys? Last question. Who was the first voice of Mickey Mouse?
Tyler, can it be a better question?
Nope. And the fact that you guys don't know this?
Walt Disney.
Yes.
Oh, we both got it. All right. Come on. Let's get in here.
Fuck!
Do you want a smiley or a heart?
A heart.
You chose it
with
this.
A red.
Can you do it on his forehead?
Sure.
No! On my cheek!
Can I do it in between your eyebrows?
No.
You want to call Bella?
Right here.
All right. You want a small one or a thick one?
I want like a good medium size. I can't believe this. Laura, don't you dare.
Can you draw a dick?
I will draw a penis.
Don't you dare. I can literally feel it.
You feel that ball sack?
There you go. That's a heart. I can feel it.
Fill it
Very
in.
Cute.
No.
Fill it in.
It looks great.
I'm baby.
And that's your stamp of losing.
I cannot believe I lost another trivia.
All right,
he's
guys.
More upset about that than getting a heart drawn on.
What can I say? You're a winner, baby.
I'm a winner. I'm a winner, baby.
All right, that's the end of this podcast.
Bye, guys.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a mess.
Don't forget to rate, subscribe,
like.
Follow.
Comment.
Watch the whole thing.
Sub. Watch. If you guys have made it to the end of this, you're a real one.
You are. This is a long one.
Should we do a comment if they made it to this far?
Yes.
I feel like we should put a comment like your favorite Disney princess.
How about
that be a comment?
Comment fudge stick.
Fudge stick.
Comment fudge stick.
Comment fudge stick. If you made it this far, comment fucking fudge stick.
We love you guys.
We love you guys so much. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Later.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-mm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.